This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Welcome to the Talk Radio Countdown Show with Doug Steffen, counting down what America's talking about. The Talk Radio Countdown.
Seven after the hour, we are here to analyze and digest what's going on in the world of news talk radio, courtesy of the work done by Michael Harrison and his staff at Talkers Magazine. You go to talkers.com and find the weekly list. The charts for the week of October 11th to the 15th are in our focus. Michael, it's the Ides of October, middle of the month of October. Imagine where we are. Seems like 5 minutes. We always say this every week when we get together and spend this time together. It seems like we just finished the conversation about last week, and boom, here we are. And
there's something about coming together every week, and you and I have been doing it for so many years, that it becomes a milestone. And each time we get together, it feels as though it were a shorter period since the last one. And we have this conversation over and over, but it's remarkable. It's remarkable that we have it. The reason we have it is because it's such a powerful sensation. It really does feel like each time we get together, you know, for the weekend, that it was a shorter period than the last gap between our get-togethers.
Does that mean our lives are better, more interesting, things are happening, so we're occupied, our times are not just together, but time in general is well spent, and it's exciting stuff that we're involved in, and so we go from one thing to the next, to the next, to the next.
Well, what you just described is one explanation among an infinite number of explanations. But what you just said is certainly one of the popular explanations, and certainly is very possible that the number of events and the amount of fun you're having tend to make things go faster. Lots of events, because time really is the way we deal with events. If there were no events, we would not have any perception of time.
Maybe in the other way around as well. If there were no time, we wouldn't. I'm thinking about Christmas, things we do every year, birthdays, 4th of July, the coming of spring, and what you can buy in the store to put on your lawn. You know, any or all of those things.
Well, we have a lot of that throughout our conversations on talk radio. Anyway, that's a part where agriculture and, you know, gardening come together with the news. There's a tremendous amount of fertilizer involved.
Yes, there is. And I know about that because from my farm and the amount of fertilizer that's there, I have good practice for going on the air every day.
Exactly. I mean, you are the man where the news, the news and the fertilizer come together.
Come together. That's it.
All right. Well, let's do the stories.
Please. Number 10 on the story list from Talkers. Yes.
Yeah, we'll work our way up to the big one. At number 10, we have some big ones, immigration and climate change. At number 9, two big ones, crime and homelessness. And they're related. Mm. At number 8, I love these stories. Shatner in space. And McCartney disses the Stones. At number 7, another really interesting story, a sports story, was all the way up to number 7, and in some places it was much higher. John Grudenflap, the race relations, political correctness, and cancel culture, they're all related to what happened to a former NFL coach that many describe as the movie monster, Chucky. At number 6, Facebook and social media, very tied together. U.S.-China relations at number 5. At number 4, the January 6th investigation, and it's tied with Trump continuing to claim that the 2020 election was fraudulent and he was robbed of his due position as king, I mean as president. At number 3, education and politics. And the politics of education is the way it really is more aptly described. You know, these school board meetings are like Supreme Court nominations now. Right. It's like, wow. And number 2, COVID-19, vaccines, boosters, masks, and mandates. And number 1, the economy, inflation, supply chain problems, labor issues. Wow, what a mess. You want the people?
Yes. Please.
William Shatner and Paul McCartney tied at 10. Mark Zuckerberg and Francis Hogan at 9.
You had it right the first time.
John Gruden at 8. Steve Bannon at number 7. Donald Trump at 6. At number 5, a tie between Joe Rogan and Dr. Sanjay
Gupta.
That's an
interesting story, actually.
Oh, it is a good one.
Yeah.
At number 4, Mitch McConnell. Number 3, Chuck Schumer. Number 2, Nancy Pelosi. And number 1, Joe.
Once we get above number, if we get
Mighty Joe Old.
Yeah. No, the top four people on the list, the same old, same old. What we ought to spend some time on here, if you're willing, is the power of podcasts and how that plays into this wonderful world that we delve into every week called talk radio, news talk radio. This is another adjunct of the talk radio world, all these podcasts.
Yes.
And Rogan arguably has, if not the best, one of the best. They ought to be because I think they're paying him $100 million a
year. Let's just say one of the biggest.
Yeah, right. So he has Sanjay Gupta on, and he kind of makes Gupta sound like he doesn't know what he's talking about. They get off into the horse thing what's that called? The thing used to deworm my cows. I forget what it's called.
Yeah, it's ivermectin.
Ivermectin, that's right, too. And Gupta sounds like he's sort of stumped, and Rogan goes after him. I'm not a big fan of Rogan's, but this is an interesting conversation. And so what does that do? Let's the focus on podcasting, first of all. And what does this sort of thing do? Is it just the same as what you could hear on a good news talk radio program? Why do we have to do it on podcasts? Why can't we just do it on the radio?
Well, I mean, I don't understand the question.
Everybody's
these conversations.
All worked up about podcasts. Oh,
but you explained that podcasting is an extension of talk radio. It's also an extension of other things, too. I mean, the world of podcasting and the world of talk radio do not overlap 100%. They're two circles, and there's a place where they overlap, and there's a term for that.
But you would admit that a lot of people get hired now to do talk radio programs who have moderately to very successful podcasts.
Because digital media and social media are now prized assets of anybody who's in the business of gaining audiences and influencing the public.
So would Shapiro and Bongino be good examples of that?
Good examples of what?
People had a strong podcast and then they get hired to do a talk radio program.
Yes, definitely. Right. Definitely. If you have a big social media following, either through podcasts or Twitter or Facebook, whatever, you will have much more opportunity of getting a job in radio or even getting a book publishing deal.
But see, at the moment, this is just me, Doug Steffen, talking. This is not Michael. I'm just saying, in my mind, having been in the talk radio world since 1974, when it was it was a lot different shape then than it is now. You and I have both seen how it has, over the years, changed in form and shape and content. But for me, Shapiro is a brilliant promoter. He's a brilliant podcaster. Horrible talk show host. And Bongino the same. I don't think that it translates, but it seems to. People come in and they listen to it, so maybe I'm not measuring it the right way.
The jury's still out on Bongino and Shapiro. They haven't been on talk radio long enough for us to make a definitive statement that we could about such people as Sean Hannity, Rush Limbaugh, Mark Levin.
Neither of which. Does Hannity have a podcast?
Hannity has enough going.
He's got
the number one talk show host and the number one and a half cable TV news guy. I mean, right now, Tucker, as he's called by his fans, Tucker Carlson has a little bit higher ratings, but I don't think Tucker Carlson has the staying power that good old Sean Hannity has.
No.
What's a podcast? You know, today there are two types of podcasts that are prevalent in this particular industry. One is the podcast that is a replay of a radio show, and the other is a show specifically made for a podcast. I think we have to take a break.
I do some of each. I have the American Family Farmer show that I do in a podcast that's there. But I'm also doing an astrology sort of psychic thing called Zodiac Magic that's not anywhere except in podcast form. So you got people doing both, and Thank you for the allowance of being able to put in a little plug there for that. Good suggestion. 15, almost 16 after the hour, you're listening to the weekly overview of the News Talk Radio business with Michael Harrison, the editor and publisher of Talkers Magazine. I'm Doug Steffen on the Talk Radio Countdown Show with a focus now for a moment on what Kyle in Illinois did to help him live longer and better. And this is not live longer and prosper. This is a fellow who was way overweight, and he had two young children, and he wanted to change his evil ways, if you will. Stopped eating the things he was eating, and went to toploss.com to find about all about Calitrin. He heard me talking about it. He's in Illinois. And he heard on the radio station up around Chicago that this was the healthy way, the right way to lose weight and to keep it off. So he thought he'd try it out. Went to toploss.com, talked to the counselor there, and convinced himself this was a smart thing to do. And now he's lost 82 pounds, went from size 42 to 32, and his blood pressure is way down, and his children are very happy about it, as you can imagine. And he's happy. And you should be happy, too. You don't like your weight, in a conundrum about what to do, go to toploss.com, speak to one of their counselors, and see what the antidote antidote is to your weight problems. I think you'll find this very satisfying because it's all natural. Right now, when you go to toploss.com and buy the product, you can match whatever number starting with 3, go from 3 to 10. You buy 10, you get 10 free. That's the way it works now. The fall special for listeners to the DJV program. Use the DJV code when you're checking out also for free shipping at toploss.com. Time for you to get great discounts on all MyPillow products. If you go to MyPillow.com right now, click on the Radio Listener Specials page, go to that box, put in DJV, you'll get deep discounts on MyPillow's mattress toppers, towels. They have slippers, dog beds, even high-quality blankets. For example, the offer right now is buy one, get one free on the Giza Dream Sheets. All MyPillow products come with a 60-day money-back guarantee and a 10-year warranty. My favorite is the MyPillow pillow. I love that, but also the sheets and the... I just like them all. Slippers are great, too. And the reason they are, because they're so well made. Made in America, folks. All MyPillow products made in America. Go to MyPillow.com, click on the Radio Listener Specials page. Buy one, get one free offer on the Giza Dream Sheets. Discounts up to 65% if you use the DJV code for great MyPillow specials at MyPillow.com.
Shopping cars online is a hassle, or is it? You probably search this site, that site, browse here, search there. Who has the time or the patience? AutoTempest.com is the Internet's best car shopping tool. With one easy search, see all the cars from the web's top car shopping sites all at once. Why browse some of the cars when AutoTempest.com gives you everything? AutoTempest.com. All the cars, one search.
Oh, according to research, 82% of people remember radio ads. That means that 82% of you listening right now will remember that this is an ad for ZipRecruiter. If you're hiring, 82% of you will recall that ZipRecruiter makes hiring faster and easier. And 82% of you will note that you can try ZipRecruiter for free today. But you have to go to ZipRecruiter.com/free. Yes, free. 82% of you will keep in mind that ZipRecruiter's technology finds qualified people for your job and actively invites them to apply.
Dad, is that you? Who are you talking to?
82% of you will also know that I, live with my mom. But the most important thing to note is that ZipRecruiter works. In fact, 4 out of 5 employers who post on ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate within the first day. Will you be part of the 82% who remember where you can try ZipRecruiter for free? It's ZipRecruiter.com/free. Again, that exclusive link is ZipRecruiter.com/free. How much? Free. That's ZipRecruiter.com/free.
Nobody protects you from mayhem like Allstate. I'm a speed bump. Did you hear what I said? I'm a speed bump. And if you have cut-rate car insurance, the cost to reattach your muffler could really be a bump in the road. So switch to Allstate, save money, and be better protected from mayhem, like me.
Based on coverage and limits selected, subject to terms, conditions, and availability. In most states, prices vary based on how you buy. Allstate Fire and Casualty Insurance Company and affiliates, Northbrook, Illinois.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Have you ever thought about turning your Glock, XD family, or 1911 handgun into a semi-automatic carbine? It only takes about 30 seconds. The MechTech Carbine Upper is classified as an accessory and can be delivered right to your doorstep with no FFL or background check required. It's the world's most versatile pistol accessory. Build your custom upper today. Simply go to handgunconversion.com. That's handgunconversion.com.
We're counting down what America's talking about. The Talk Radio Countdown Show continues.
It's 23 after the hour now. You're listening to the Talk Radio Countdown Show, an official overview of the charts from Talkers Magazine, which is the official overview of talk radio, the Bible of the talk radio industry, if you will. Here in the form, the original Major Domo is still the Major Domo. Major Michael Harrison is the editor and publisher.
I like that. Major Harrison.
Do you remember the old days when there was a guy on in Boston, but Irwin, Tom Kelly, Shotgun, they all have these names. Like Major Tom Kelly was one guy, and I remember Captain somebody or else.
It was captains. I've known captains. There were a lot of doctors back in the day.
Yes. Still are a few.
This is Dr. Sebastian Stone.
Right. Yeah,
those kinds of names.
Yeah.
Doctor. I don't think you could do that easily anymore.
No. Too many people would take shots at you.
You know, but exactly. Shotgun. Yeah, Shotgun Tom is still on the air. He's on Sirius.
Yes, on Sirius.
And, cool guy. He wears a funny hat.
Is he bald? Sort of like a cucumber.
Smoky Bear hat.
Yep. But, right. Exactly.
You know.
Yeah, he's a good. Right. He's a perfect example of the same era that we came out of in terms of music radio. He really never has had anything to say on the radio in his life. But he's got a great voice. He has a wonderful attitude. He's fun, engaging. I know he and I have had lunch a number of times because he's a great radio guy in L.A.
Did he have anything to say at lunch, or did he just tell you,
well,
hey, it's great to be with you, Doug. If you stick around, I'll buy dessert.
Kind of like that. Yeah, but he's the kind of a guy that nobody would dislike. He's just always been kind of the same. I know I don't mean to be name-dropping here. Rick Dees kind of impresses me as the same sort of guy, but
Rick Dees is far more creative. Shotgun Tom.
No.
Shotgun Tom is more of a tactician. Rick Dees is more of a... Maybe some folks remember Rick Dees when he was really flying high back in the 70s. He had a number one hit on the Billboard charts called Disco Duck.
Disco Duck, that was it. Yeah, Disco Duck.
Disco. Well, see, that's always cool when a DJ in those days was able to have a hit record. Mm-hmm. You know, the big bopper who died with Buddy Holly and Ritchie Valens in that tragic Day the Music Died plane crash. Yeah. He was a he had Chantilly Lace, you know, hello baby, and he wrote Running Bear. Did you ever hear the song Running Bear?
Oh, of course, Running Bear. I'm trying to. That wasn't him.
Little White Cloud. There's two little white. Yeah. Young
could
man.
Could you think you could
woman.
Get away with that song today?
Nope.
Nope. Not hardly. Do you remember
Not
Ken
even for
Nordine?
A second.
Remember Ken Nordine?
I know the name. I don't know from where.
He was a talk. Oh, well, he was kind of a jock. He was in the, I think, Toronto and Montreal both. But he did a couple of during the, let's see, late 60s, early 70s. He did a couple of things that became number one records, but he was talking through them. He told stories. And I'm trying to remember, one of them was about the Vietnam War. I can't really remember the essence of it. Maybe Phil can find something.
Well, there was a song called The Americans, and which was, you know, about the great American.
Yeah, maybe Nordine. Yeah, that may have been one of his.
I don't know if it was him or not.
So the reason that we started this conversation, folks, if you didn't hear the beginning
there was no
a few
reason.
Minutes ago. Yeah, there was. We were talking about Joe Rogan and podcasters,
and
where today's quote-unquote entertainment or interest comes from people listening. I mean, the woman is manager of my farm. I would never in 100 years think she would listen to podcasts. So I'm in her truck the other day, and she's listening to a podcast. I said, what are you listening to? Oh, she said, this is a podcast that I listen to every week about how to take care of goats. And, you know, I mean, that's how down in the weeds these podcasts go, taking care of goats.
Well, that's kind of good.
It
that's
is.
What it
great.
Should be about. Let's talk more about that after the break.
You want to?
Yeah.
You sure?
Yeah, absolutely. There's a good point to be made.
I thought there was as well. I try to make good points as much as possible. You have such an influence on me with good points. All right. Michael Harrison, Doug Steff, another half hour of this fun and frivolity. It's 28 after the hour now.
Hear that? That's the sound of a man guarding his home around the clock. Because he has 24/7 professional monitoring from SimpliSafe Home Security. With 24/7 professional monitoring, SimpliSafe keeps watch night and day. If there's trouble, SimpliSafe alerts him and will dispatch emergency help when needed. Get free shipping with the order of a new system at SimpliSafe.com today.
Maureen saved big shopping epic daily deals at Amazon. So now she's free to become Maureen the Merrier. And with her brand new tableware, everyone's welcome at Maureen's table. All of her family, friends, even her neighbor with the pet. Hey, has anyone seen a ferret around here? Found it. Dig into Amazon's epic daily deals. Spend less, smile more.
Irrelevant battles. This is Emotional Management. I'm Dr. Christian Conti. You might think that a battle implies two warring parties, but to the contrary, many battles are fought inside people's minds. More than that, though, accurate or even realistic information is not even needed for irrelevant battles. For example, once I met a man who was angry with me for something that he heard I did. Once he told me what it was, I had to smile because not only did I not do what he said, but the person who did had a similar, albeit completely different, name from me. But even after I clarified that for him, he still couldn't let it go. He had just spent too much time being angry at me for something that someone else entirely did. But letting go of his narrative was just too tough, so he kept fighting an unnecessary battle. And the truth was irrelevant, a lesson well worth learning from. For more lessons, check out my book, Walking Through Anger.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
Colin Powell was an American politician, diplomat, and retired four-star general who served as the 65th Secretary of State from 2001 to 2005, has died from COVID-19 complications. His family reported the passing on Facebook Monday. He was 84. General Powell speaking at the National Association of Counties 1 year ago.
Yeah, I was born in Harlem and raised in Harlem and the South Bronx section of New York, one of the worst sections of New York. But I was blessed with two immigrant parents who were just wonderful. And they made it clear that even though I was not the brightest kid in the family, it was expected that I would do my very best and get an education. And in the family, they didn't care so much if you studied to be a doctor or a lawyer, as long as we were getting an education. And what they kept pushing at us is that we came to this country to do better.
USA Radio News.
Are you curious about what might be missing from your diet and supplement choices? Take a free health assessment to identify your possible nutrient deficiencies. As a certified holistic health coach, I will help you assess and prioritize a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamil Bookaboo from TeamGaday.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamGaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamGaday.com with Longevity. TeamGaday.com.
Former Acting Attorney General Matthew Whitaker told Newsmax Friday he agrees with President Biden's commission studying changes to the U.S. Supreme Court that adding justices could prove damaging to the nation's highest court.
Yeah, there's no doubt that if you went from 9 to 13 overnight, that would reduce the credibility of the court. And, you know, I think 9 is a good number. Obviously, liberals don't like how the court breaks down right now, but this is something that has changed certainly over the years and will continue to change as judges come off and go on the court. So I think 9 seems right. I think some of these other proposals, though, are even more concerning.
Mr. Whitaker says the panel looking into packing the Supreme Court is a partisan group and does not represent all lawmakers.
Well, obviously it slants very liberal, and Joe Biden handpicked these folks to help him accomplish a political message, a political report. So it's not super balanced. And, you know, while these people have the right names and the right schools associated with them, I very little diversity on this panel.
He continued to say there are arguments both for and against setting an age cap for justices, as well as term limits. The former attorney general says 18 to 24 years seems appropriate. The panel will deliver its final opinion on November 14th. For USA Radio News, I'm Lance Pry.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILING them.com.
It's now 34 after the hour. I'm Doug Steffen here at the end of the second full week of October, and we're going through the lists and the conversation about News Talk Radio, its personalities, et cetera, et cetera. You know what I wanted to take from you? You're very good when it comes to sports and the analysis of some of the things going on. So what do you make of the John? You refer to it on the list, the story list, as the John Gruden flap. So yeah. What do you make of
that? We like the word flap. Flap means when, people are like all out of joint about something, or it's a controversy, or somebody did something politically incorrect. John Gruden is a coach, and he's often described as Chucky, the monstrous little toy.
Horrible TV and movie?
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah, he's a scowler, and he's kind of a rogue, kind of a bad boy in sports. He has a marginally successful history as a coach. He won a Super Bowl with the Tampa Bay Buccaneers. He's had some good times with the the Oakland Raiders, now the Las Vegas Raiders. And he spent a number of years as a color caller on Monday Night Football. So he's a big name.
Ah, that's where I remember his name from, yeah.
You know, a blonde guy and a tough guy. And, you know, well, to make a long story short, they found out that he had been very nasty about African Americans and women. And, you know, he just pressed every politically incorrect button you could in a series of emails that have made their way to the public through a leak. And he had to walk away from his 10-year, $100 million contract job as the coach of the Las Vegas Raiders. And that's the story. And it takes in race relations because he made some really nasty comments about African Americans. It takes in political correctness and the cancel culture. And the fact of the matter is you know, should he have been forced to resign? He wasn't fired, but he was forced to resign. And the truth is, he really had to resign it for nothing else than, you know, how are you going to lead a team and have people believe in you when a significant number of them are African American and the rest of them are people that get along with African Americans? I mean, it's professional sports. You've got to have good race relations or you cannot have a team.
Oh, my
or
God.
You can't be in that business. And so, you know, he became invalid. In terms of that, but it's just a good story. It's a when I say a good story, it's not a good story from a standpoint. I'm happy it happened. It's a good story from a standpoint. It has a lot of meat to it. It's not just a sports personality story.
If you look at some of the other sports things floating around this week that don't have to do with the Dodgers winning or whatever, however, the baseball series of even pinching ourselves thinking that we're back at the end of the baseball season, back to what we were saying a half hour ago, how quickly the time flies. It seems like nanoseconds ago when the conversation about how cold it was at the end of March and beginning of April and the baseball season began, is it too early? You know, that kind of stuff. But there's also been a lot of discussion this week about the NFL the confusion over their concession protocol, which now apparently has become very much a part of the players' contract discussions and what the owners consider to be in the players' best interest. I never thought most of the owners gave a damn about the players except what they could do for them on the field. Maybe I'm wrong about that. But what do you think? How do you
I'm not sure. I'm not sure I understand what you mean by concession protocol. This might be something I'm not familiar with.
No, I'm sorry. I should say, did I say concession? I meant concussion. Sorry.
Oh, okay. I thought maybe they're giving them a piece of the action with the sale of hot dogs and beer.
Well, they are kind of giving them a piece of the action with these contracts.
Oh, the concussion protocol.
Yeah.
Well, I mean, they're forced to by, I mean, there was even a major movie about that.
Yes.
The concussion issue in football not only affects the NFL, it affects high school and college football.
Yep.
It's dangerous to go out there with a human head.
Very dangerous.
And
I say on the air all the time, if you let your child play football, you're a bad parent. Boy, does that get people stirred up.
Powerful.
Yeah. Well, thank you.
Yeah. But, I mean, I, as somebody who has admired the work of Tom Brady for years and years, every time he goes out on the field, I say to myself privately, and now I'm going to say it publicly, why are you subjecting yourself to this incredible danger? Haven't you had enough?
He's never been hit, though, has he? I mean, I didn't even know.
He lost a whole season many, many years ago with a broken knee.
Oh.
In the first game, the rest of the season he was out. And that was traumatic for Patriots Nation. But no, it's just very dangerous.
We have an
As Boomer Esiason once said, there are no bad teams when you're out there playing. Even the worst team could kill you.
Yeah.
You know, these are
That's true.
Powerful men tackling you.
The sports talk radio world was full of speculation as to what Brady and Belichick talked about after the game was over. They went into the locker room and had a frank discussion. So what did they talk about?
The truth of the matter with Brady and Belichick and Kraft is that Brady felt unappreciated. That's what it came down to.
Yeah.
That's the best I could tell. Felt unappreciated. The Patriots are a well-oiled, very, very hard-nosed machine.
Mm-hmm.
And it's no fun working for the Patriots. They're designed...
only fun to cash the check. No fun... going out there, but when you cash that check, man.
Yeah. But the Patriots are known to be a no-nonsense, almost militaristic type of an organization. Mm-hmm. That it's all about the team, even if you're Tom Brady. And Brady reached the point where he felt he was unappreciated. And you know, as a person who has talent, and you know, as a person who's surrounded by egos and performing arts, that people need more than money. They need mm-hmm. a pat on the back. They need any job. Whether you, even if you're on an assembly line, you need to feel that the bosses, the owners, the company you work for, not only pays you, but appreciates you. Yeah. And we saw it on full display with Tom Brady.
More and more these days, with the trends in work conditions and stuff, that's more important than money with a lot of people. Can we go to Shatner going to space?
Yes.
And that whole, the two, number eight is Shatner, and then the McCartney thing about the Stones, which I think is a separate, very interesting thing going on with the Stones on their own, and then the McCartney thing. But Bill Shatner going into space and the emotion in his voice. Oh, my God. Think about it.
Everybody who cares about Star Trek or cares about Shatner should go to YouTube, go and check out Bill Shatner and his emotional expression.
We'll go one better than that. Phil, play the audio of Shatner, will you please?
Beautiful.
What you have given me is the most profound experience I can imagine.
I'm in tears listening to him.
Filled with emotion about what just happened. It's extraordinary. I hope I never recover from this. I hope that I can maintain what I feel now. I don't want to lose it. It's so so much larger than me and life. And it hasn't got anything to do with the little green planet, the blue orb, and it has to do with the enormity and the quickness and the suddenness of life and death and all my.
Yeah. Spock, do you know what it means to be human? Spock. Humans.
Yeah. Is he acting or is this really Shatner? Because
I think it's all really Shatner. I think Shatner is a complex man. I love him.
I do too.
I don't know him, but I love
him. I met him a couple of times in Jennifer Horne's backyard with her father and Shatner are great friends.
Wow.
And he's a very, very, when he talks, you listen. That's kind of that's the sort of guy that he is. And I got into a discussion with him and Fred Dreyer in the backyard sitting next to Jennifer's father's pool. And we got off onto a couple of different things, but it's just, he has a thought about everything. And he had that voice of his. He's like an orator. You know, he's like, he should be on stage in a Broadway play as a thespian, playing maybe himself, I don't know, but fabulous.
Well, they say he's an over-the-top ham. But
maybe he is.
I thought his role as Denny Crane in the Boston Legal series was his best
role. Awful good. Both he and
James Spader
were unbelievably fabulous. Spader, I think, still is in The Blacklist. That's a great show.
Yeah, James Spader is one of the great actors of our time.
He is. Yep, I agree with
that. But Bill Shatner is one of the great personalities.
Thank you. Yeah. Okay. Speaking of personalities, McCartney has been dumping on the Stones a little bit. And I sort of couple that with the thing this week, because Mick wants to do Brown Sugar, but they've yanked it out of their shows because it's too politically charged. If you
Brown
listen
sugar.
To the... Yeah. Right.
Yeah, it speaks about a black woman in ways that would be considered sexist, racist, and politically incorrect. Other than that, it's a pretty cool song. We should play that and Running Bear nonstop
together, right?
As a demonstration against political correctness and lock ourselves in the studio.
Coming up, we focus on Michael's interview this week at Talkers.com and MHInterview.com. 44 after the hour. Great discounts on all MyPillow products. As you're listening across the weekend to this program, how are things? Remember the old commercial, how you fix for blades?
Yeah.
It was a Gillette commercial. Now, my question is, how you fix for pillows? How you fix for mattresses? How you fix for towels? how you fix for slippers, how you fix for dog beds, and you can go on and on and on. And now the special deal at MyPillow.com, if you use the DJB code, gets you up to 65% off. Money-back guarantee, 10-year warranty, wash and dry all the products. Fabulous. Your favorite MyPillow product is in the catalog, which you can find online at MyPillow.com. And keep in mind when you order, these are all American-made products. They're not assembled in America like you hear for the car dealers. These are made in America by American workers. So when you go to MyPillow.com, click on the Radio Listener Specials page. Look and see what you need there. Get the sheets, whatever. Use the DJB code and save a lot of money at MyPillow.com.
After I got out of the Marine Corps, coming back home, it was just a mental breakdown for me. I was on the verge of giving up. That chapter, that season in my life was over. Now what? Who was I? That's what I kept asking myself. The pressure to have it all together, to heal, to quiet down the monsters inside, it was too much. I lost it. I had heard about the Wounded Warrior Project. I had seen the logo and that visual of a warrior carrying another warrior. The programs that the Wounded Warrior Project offers, it's not just the veteran themselves. It's their whole family. It brings it all together. We have scars that we carry, and just because the scars are there doesn't mean that we're any less than what we were. Right now, I'm the best version that I ever have been of myself. I can embrace the brokenness.
You wouldn't go into battle alone. You don't have to fight this alone. Visit woundedwarriorproject.org/not alone.
This is your Tech It Out Minute with Mark Saltzman, brought to you by ASUS.
Imagine your Wi-Fi was a highway. So what is Wi-Fi 6? Well, Wi-Fi 6 adds more lanes to your highway, increasing speed and performance. TP-Link's routers lead the way in this sector, so we asked Amir Kaptan from TP-Link to help define Wi-Fi 6.
It is more efficient, has higher capacity, faster transfer speeds, and is more stable and reliable compared to the current AC or, as most people may know, Wi-Fi 5 standard.
And it's all about transferring more data.
Schooling from home, working from home, that requires a lot of data transfer, whether it is your spouse watching TV, some playing video games, some are on the school website, virtual learning, and you are on conference calls or video calls. That bandwidth requires a wider highway for traffic to flow, in this case, data.
Check out your Wi-Fi 6 router options at tp-link.com.
That was your Tech It Out Minute, brought to you by ASUS.
Okay, my shipments have to get to customers on time and looking good.
It's possible with Staples Connect. Staples Connect has small business shipping covered with premium shipping supplies and UPS shipping services. And now, buy two, get one free on select shipping supplies like bubble roll and premium shipping boxes. Plus, get 20% off UPS Express shipping services. Explore what's new at your local Staples store or staplesconnect.com. Staples Connect, the working and learning store. Ends 10/30. Visit staplesconnect.com/shipping for details.
The moment you fire up a Gator UTV, the engine has your full attention, the completed job is on the horizon, and the trail meets its match. Just like that, you made short work of a long to-do list. Run with us on a John Deere Gator UTV. With effortless four-wheel drive at the flip of a switch and our smoothest shifting transmission yet, nothing runs like a deer. Search John Deere Gator for more.
Now's the time to earn your bragging rights and rule the road in a powerful Dodge vehicle. With enough style, horsepower, and performance to make your muscle car dreams come true, it's no wonder J.D. Power named Dodge the number one ranked brand in initial quality and driver appeal for mass market brands. Join the brotherhood and experience the strength of Dodge muscle today. Visit Dodge.com or see your local Dodge dealer for great deals. Tied for initial quality study. For J.D. Power 2020 award information, visit jdpower.com/awards.
All right, Michael, what's on the podcast?
No podcast this week, so we still have the last week's up. I took the week off, but I do want to mention real quickly, we had promised everybody a comment about podcasts, and you had said the woman did the thing about goats. The best podcasts are the ones that are well-produced and have a lot of information about a specific topic to a specific target. That's what I wanted to tell everybody.
The success of the goat podcast.
Right, exactly.
Than anything else. Michael Harris and Doug Steffen here. Talk Radio Countdown Show at 10 before the hour.
We know
that the 1% globalist elites have hijacked and subverted the U.S. economy, culture, and government. The battle to take America back begins with Scott McKinney, the Patriot Street Fighter, and his Advancing the Fork in Line tour. Now here's Scott.
Hi, this is Scott McKay, better known as Patriot Street Fighter, the high-octane, full-throttle truth hammer, and I'm bringing the Advancing the Fork in Line tour to a city near you. I and a host of other speakers will be on stage with an arsenal of issues from health rights, human rights, and the freedom given to us by the founding fathers who drafted the Constitution for the United States of America. This is a ticketed event, and you can get tickets at PatriotStreetFighter.com. I'm looking forward to personally seeing many of you there.
The Patriot Street Fighter Advancing the Fork in Line Tour tickets can be purchased at PatriotStreetFighter.com. For tour dates and information, or to purchase your tickets, go to PatriotStreetFighter.com. That's PatriotStreetFighter.com.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork, you know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-985-1610. 800-985-1610. 800-985-1610. That's 800-985-1610.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutriMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, simulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
After the hour now. I'm Doug Steffen here, part of the DJV program with Victoria Keelan. Each week at this time, we review the top 5 technology stories of the week and implicate or indicate what how you're implicated in the management and meaning of these stories, because they're all practical approaches to problems that we have with technology. At number 5, Victoria, we start with prohibition from Google and YouTube.
Yeah, Google and YouTube announced this week a new policy that prohibits climate deniers from being able to monetize their content on their platforms, whether it's through ads or creator payments. So this is one of the most aggressive measures that any major tech platform has taken to combat climate change misinformation. So Google advertisers and publishers, as well as YouTube creators, will be prohibited from making any ad revenue off of content referring to climate change as a hoax, or a scam, or if they make claims that are deny any long-term trends that show that global warming, you know, that global climate is warming, claims denying that greenhouse gas emissions or human activity contribute to climate change. And so essentially this started because advertisers were complaining that they don't want this kind of junk next to where they're paying to have ads. And so publishers and creators started complaining to YouTube and to Google and saying, you know, we're putting up these videos and we're creating this stuff, and then we've got all this climate denying gunk that happens, you know, immediately either next to it or the next video on autoplay that pops up will be the opposite of what they just put. So the report found that there's, you know, as we all know, there's been the climate change assessment reports from the UN, the Intergovernmental Panel that came out with this big report earlier this year that found there's unequivocal evidence showing that human emissions of greenhouse gases are causing global warming. It's one of the major things that's causing it. So, and that's agreed upon unilaterally by the scientific community. So that's kind of where they're using, they're going along with that report. And so essentially that's what they're going to use as the guideline to ban this other misinformation.
Number four, Snapchat.
Yeah.
Snapchat.
So we haven't talked about Snapchat in a while, right? Kind of TikTok took over, and now Snapchat is back. So they launched a new initiative they want to get younger people involved in running for local office, which is, I think, a great thing.
Yeah.
So they reach over 90% of the nation's 18 to 34-year-olds are on Snapchat. And so they really want to involve these younger people in civic engagement. And so they call it the Snapchat generation, and they want them to run for office. So far, this initiative has reached nearly 2 million Snapchat users have engaged with this new initiative. And so they're partnering with 10 different candidate recruitment organizations, conservatives, young progressives, immigrants, to seek elected office. And so far, this has been really successful, and it's actually kind of crossed over into a lot of the mainstream news this week.
Yeah, we're using it here. A young fella in my town of Framingham, 22 years old, running for a city council seat. And he's running against somebody who's there, but he's really showing up well in all of the news media following. He's a smart kid. Number three, Instagram has a plan.
Instagram is testing a new feature that will actually alert their users when the service is down. So this is such a long time coming. As we know, when Facebook had the huge meltdown, so it took down Facebook, Messenger, WhatsApp, and Instagram. They all went down for like the whole day last week. And instead of actually having a notification that says, hey, don't worry, it's not you, it's us, people on Instagram, it looks like it partially loads. You don't know if it's your phone. And like me, you know, I restarted my phone, and then it still didn't work. And then you go to Twitter and say, hey, is anyone else's Instagram down? And all the while, Instagram could have just put a notification on its own app saying, hey, look, we've got some technical difficulties. So that's now what they're going to test out. So you don't have to keep going around to all the other social media sites to verify that Instagram is not working anymore.
All right, speaking of not working, number two is an excuse as to why your new iPhone isn't going to get to you when you thought it was.
Yep, if you've ordered the iPhone 13, be prepared to wait even longer, especially if you ordered one of the larger memories. So the 128 gig model, that's the basic model. Those shouldn't be as delayed as the 13, like the Pro and the Pro Max, especially the model that has 1 terabyte of storage. That's the largest iPhone storage that they've ever gone for. Those are actually being made to order, so you might even be looking at November or December. And this is all, again, the chip shortage that we've been talking about. It kind of finally reached Apple.
All right. Number one this week, the launch of How to Stop Facebook. This has got lots of support.
It does. A coalition of nonprofits have debuted howtostopfacebook.org, and this is a new push to encourage greater government regulation of Facebook aimed at forcing them to change their business model. I think a lot of people agree with this. We'll see where it goes.
They brought it on themselves, for sure, 100%. All right, that's the overview of the top tech stories, 59 past the hour.
Folks, looks like food shortages are here and going to stick around. Supply chains are breaking down. And inflation is back with a vengeance. It's all part of the shortage economy. What used to be unthinkable is now in the headlines. Are you ready? Do you currently have a stockpile of emergency food at home? If not, go to MyPatriotSupply.com today, and you'll find an emergency food kit that's right for you and your family. My Patriot Supply is the largest preparedness company in America, serving millions of families like yours. Pick up a 3-month food kit that stays fresh for up to 25 years in proper storage. The meals in the kit provide over 2,000 delicious calories a day. That's important when you need to survive. Order from MyPatriotSupply.com and your food will ship fast in unmarked boxes to protect your privacy. Don't wait for permission or more empty store shelves. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com now. MyPatriotSupply.com.